We are learning Mesechtes Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, and we're learning the rest of Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph and Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. And we're starting 13 lines from the top, where it says in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon Omer and Vechulu, which is going on in Machlekes the Mishnah. The Machlekes the Mishnah, what you're allowed to do with the city of the Eredachas. It says in the Pasuk like this. It says that you take the whole city and you burn everything. It should be a pile of ash forever. Don't build it anymore. And the Machlokes the Mishnah, what it means is I can't build houses or I can't even make it into gardens and orchards. Machlokes the Mishnah, two man the Yomer. One man the Yomer says, Rabbi Yosef Glili says that you can't make it like the same way it was. You can't make houses, but you can make Guinness Paradise. What's this Machlokes? What's the BR Machlokes? Now, if you look at the two parts at the end of the Pasuk, Vahoysa Tel Oilam sounds like I can't do anything. Loisibana Oid sounds like I just can't build houses. So there's a steer in the two things. So sometimes you can say it's a klal prat, right? A klal means b'hoisa tel olam is klal. What does I mean? Loisi bana oid. I can't make a binyan. It's a klal prat. Klal prat means it's a general rule and then it's specific. It says tel olam, I can't do anything. Loisi bana oid means I can't build it anymore. So leimoi avnam v'loy kamefik gedamra avnam v'loy komakum shat the boitz a klal ba'asei uprat b'loisa aseh. Ain donor moisa with klal prat. Anytime you have a say and a loisa say, you separate the two and they can't be learning one on the other one. So that's what Rav Oven says. Rav Oven says a din, that they didn't klal prat is only if it's one lav or one say. But if it's a say and a lav, it's two different things, so then it's two mili, then they can't be explaining each other. So fear of Oven, you understand that there's two dinim over here. Vahoysa tel oila means they can't even make a Guinness Paradisim. And then there's a lav on making houses. But you can't make Guinness Paradisim because it's asay. So Mar islay the Rav Oven. Basically, the holds the Rav Oven. The Rav Kiva holds you allowed to make gardens less later Rav Oven. He holds the Rav Oven. He holds it is a klal prat. So maybe Rav Oven is a machlekes tanoim. Or a loy. Kuliyam islay Rav Oven. Everyone holds Rav Oven and you can't make klal prat. So now you have to explain to Rav Kiva. Why does Rav Kiva say you can't make that Rav Kiva says you could make Guinness Paradisim? Why? L'chayr is two separate things. There's an extra word, oid. The word still is, oid. What's also an oid? It's a marisava oid legamri mashma. A marisava oid lekamasha hoysa. The extra word, oid. So one man learns oid means like l'olam vayad. It means l'oisibana oid means l'olam vayad. Rav Kiva darshan the word oid, l'oisibana oid. Don't make it like it was. Don't build it like it was, used to be. That's what oid means. So there's two ways to learn the word oid. And that's the Bi'ah Machlekes. Zogt the Gemara Vaita. Ein in Nivdis, Avanasu Guinness Paradisim. Tan Rabbanon, Hoye Ba'ilon, Hoye Tlushim. If in the city there were detached trees, cut trees, Asurim. It becomes Asur with the rest of the Shlala Yir, the rest of the possessions of the city, you have to burn it. Mechubarim, if it's attached to the ground, Mutarim. What's the reason of Mutarim? The same reason we learned that the hair of the people are Mutar. Why? Because it's Mechusa Talisha. It says here to gather everything in the city and burn it. The only things that are ready to be gathered. If you have to cut it, and it's not ready to be gathered, it's not included in the pasuk. That's the reason why, if it's mechabarim, like Rashi says, yotzu zesh mechosa tlisha v'kvitza v'sreifa. It's missing tlisha, and therefore it's mutter. Shel ira acheres, bein tlusha bein mechabarim aser. From a different city, it's even mechabarim aser. What's the different city? Mayal ira acheres, amrav chista yericha. It's referring to yericha. When Yeshua destroyed Yericho, he said, he says the city should be a cherim. No one should touch the city anymore. And it says that Yeshua made a shvua, and he made a klala on anyone who does it. The pasuk says, I'll read the whole pasuk. Vayashba Yeshua ba'isi leimar. Oror ish of Nei Hashem, the person who should be cursed of Nei Hashem, Asher Yakum Uvana Eseir Hazois. Whoever rebuilds the city, Esirichoi, and what will be his Einish? Bevchayra Yisedena. If he starts building it with the foundations, his Bechar will die. Ubitzira Yatsud Glosel. And when he finishes it, puts the doors in, his youngest child will die. That's what the Pasuk says. And that's Yeshua's Klali Gay. For anyone who rebuilt Yericho. And we're saying on that, the Ir HaCheres means anything in that city is Osir, even the Mechubarim. Tanya, we'll enter the Braisa. Lo Yericho, you're not allowed to build Yericho al Shem Ir HaCheres. You're not allowed to build up Yericho and call it a different city. You call it Beit Shan. You can't do that. But lo Yericho al Shem Yericho. You can't build a different city and call it Yericho. How do we know that? The Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Bono Chil Beis Ha'eli. So let's just take a break right now and we'll learn some Nach. Before we go weiter, we'll learn some Nach. We have in Melachim Aleph, Perek Tezayin, where it talks about how Achav became the king. It starts with Omri, and there was Zimri, Omri, and Omri became the king, and later on his son Achav took over. In his days, in Achav's days, they did Vayas Achav and Omri Arab Eine Hashem Mekola Shalafonov. We learned this before already. The smallest chet of Yerov ben Avot, he did that. That was the biggest chet of Yerov ben Avot was his smallest chet. The biggest chet of Yerov ben Avot was his smallest chet. Vayokum is beach lebal beis abal shavon b'shem ram, and he made a sheira. And then it ends off. That parasha ends off like this. But Yomav in his days, bono chiel beis eli. His name was chiel beis eli. So poshim shav beis eli. Rashi learns means he came from beis el. We'll see here. Rashi learns different. It says Yomav bono chiel beis eli es yirichoy. Yirichoy is spelled with a hey. He over here es yirichoy. Aviram Bechara Yista, his son Aviram, his Bechara Aviram died when he made the foundations. Uvisguv Tziroi, and his youngest son Sguv, hated Dosa, we built the doors. Kedvar Hashem Shdibi Yad Yeshua Benun, like Hashem spoke to Yeshua Benun. Now, what does the guy do with the parish of Achav? Mam Shemil parish of Achav comes in a pasuk by Echiel. So, Teretz is, and first I'm explaining, because you see, Echiel saw that Achav's doing every single Avodah Zarah possible, everything possible. And Hashem is he's still alive. He's even rich, and he's a king. And nothing happened to him. So he said, "Why not? I'll build Yericho. We gotta be scared of." And when Maaseh, he got this Einish. All his kids died. His oldest died with the foundations, and his youngest died with the doors. And then right afterwards, the next pasuk says, "V'yemel Yoah Tishbi Metoish Vegilo Del Achav Chay Hashem Alkei Yisrael Shemat Lefanov Im Yia Shonam Eila Talamata." So right after that, the next pasuk it says that the Yoah tells Achav that there won't be rain now. Kim Lefi Dvari. Only be rain if I tell you to be rain. Hashem came to Eliyahu. Said, "Go hide out in Nachal Kris when no one's there. What are you going to eat and drink there? You're going to hide out. We don't want to get angry at you because you just caused the no rain, major hunger. So go hide. Aye, what are you going to eat? You're hiding out in some yard, some Nachal near the Yarden. You'll drink from the river. The Arvim, the ravens, will bring you food." They brought him lechem and bos in the morning, but lechem and bos of erev. Umin anachal yishta. Vayimikates yomim. Vayivash anachal ki loy hayigash varetz. Eventually, the nachal dried out, and El Yonov didn't have anything to eat. Vayidvar Hashem leiv leimar says, "Kum lech tzarfata ashal tzidon, and go to a certain isha amana there, and she will support you." And it brings down there that he met a amana, and she supported him. She said, "I don't have any food. I only have a small thing of kemach and a small thing of shemen." So he said, "Don't worry, that will never end. Just give that to me, and that will never end." And that's kachava. And she had a little son. That son died. He did tchias amesim on that son, and the famous story, this is the story with Elisha also. This is with Eliyahu Navi, and he saved the Isha Safas' son that he made Tchias Mesim, and that's how the parasha. That's part of the parasha in Malachim. Now we're ready to see the Gemara. So here we have the Gemara like this. It says that the Braita says Lo Yericha Hashem Ir Acheres, Lo Yericha Hashem Yericha. You can't build a different city Hashem Yericha. The Chsev says in the pasuk. Now, Rashi says that when he built Yericho, lo Yericho atzmi Rashi as bono. El ir acheres al shem Yericho. Shekara lo Yericho, lo yisparah shom and olam. Rashi says, I don't know where they know this from, but we're saying that when he built Yericho, it was a different city that he called Yericho. The Yavid says, because Yericho is spelled with a hey, that's what we know. It was a different city that he called Yericho. That's what we know. And now Rashi before that says, why is it called Beis Ha'eli? He says, Va'al Sha'avar Hala Allah, because he was over on the Shavuah of Yehoshua, Karale Beis Ha'eli. So the Gemara says, Va'ita Tanya, Ba'virim Bechayre Rasha, Loi Hoyo Loi Lumoid, and Viram Harasha, he shouldn't have learned his lesson, but Skuv Tziroi, he should have learned, at least he should have learned by his Skuv Tziroi. So, Frank the Gemara, Avira Meskuv Mayavid, Rasha de Girsa, Tzira HaRasha as well. Meskuv Tzira HaRasha, Yolomid. Frank the Gemara, what were their Risham? What did they do wrong? What did the sons of Chiel, Aviram, and Skuv do wrong? Avira Meskuv Mayavid. So, Tomorrow Hakama, Baviram Bechairoi, Hoyulo Yolomid Loisa Rasha. The Rasha is Chiel. Chiel should have learned from when his Bechar died that, look, this is real. What Yeshua said, that Klausel is real. And Beskuv Tziroi, he learned the lesson. Mamash Vashanam Baviram, and I say, by then it was too late, he lost all his kids already. Mamash Vashanam Baviram Bechairoi, if it says that Baviram Bechairoi, any day Beskuv Tziroi, we know Beskuv is the youngest, not the oldest. Matam Lev Beskuv Tziroi, Malam Inchay Mekav Vahoylech, he had other children in between. He was Mekav Vahoylech Maaviram at Skuv. From Maaviram to Skuv, he buried his children. He buried his children. Now, so it says over here, Achav Shoshvina Hava. Achav was a good friend of Chiel, actually. So also Iu Velayol Mishal Veshlama. So right after this happened, he lost his children. He built up Yericho. Achav and Eliyahu and Avi came to Menachem Avil. Veshlama Beitami. Beitami is the base of Avil. Came to the base of Avil to be Menachem Avil. Yosef Kamar. So Chiel said, Dilma ki melet Yeshua hachi lot lo Yericho Hashem Yericharas lo Yericharas Hashem Yericho. So he said, like, you know, I built a different city called Yericho. Did Yeshua's klala also be chal on that? Yeshua's klala was on that also? Amar le yo in, yes. Amar le, and this is Achav talking. This is Achav who said this. Amar le Achav, so I don't understand what Achav said. Hashla tusta maisha leka makayma. Maisha's klala is not makayim. Something we say every day in the Shema. The Chassid, it says in the Pasuk, Hishomru lechem pen yiftel vavchem. V'sartem avartem l'him acherim, v'shtachavisem l'hem. What does it say? V'chora af Hashem v'chem, v'atzaris ha-shamayim lo yiyim atar. So it says in the Adam l'isit nezevula. The Pasuk says, if you go ahead and v'vartem l'him acherim, what happens? You don't get the rain. So Achav says, I understand something. Moshe Rabbeinu says something, no, nothing happens. The Chesiv v'sartem avartem, Chesiv v'chora af Hashem v'chem v'atzaris ha-shamayim. V'ahu gavro, oikim l'hem v'shchavim, and it says, me, Achav, I put up Avodah Zarahs all over the place. I call, tell him, every single furrow and every single row of the plow and every part in the whole world, the whole Eretz Yisrael, I placed Avodah Zarahs. Place Shavik Lemitra and have problems. It gets too muddy for me. I want to go do Avodah Zarah, and it's too muddy. It's raining so much. Why is it raining? Place Shavik Lemitra, the Mezel, Meskele. And the rain has let me go do my Avodah Zarah. Levatos Yeshua Tamid Mekayimai, and Yeshua's Klolas Mekoyim. That's what Achav said. Achav said, you know, look, we're sitting by Chiel here. Imamish was mekuyim to the T, what Yeshua said. And me, what Moshe Rabbeinu says, v'atzaris ha-shamayim, nothing happens. Meyad, that's in the Pasuk, right after we said it, the Pasuk right after it says this. Meyad, v'yoyim el yoh atishbi m'toish v'agilod. Chai Hashem al kei yishom, yeh talam atar. That's what he said. Now, he had to now deliver the goods. He just said, Yo tells Achav, okay, no more rain. You're the wise guy, no more rain. Now, how does he stop the rain? So, boy, Rachmi, Yonavi davens to Hashem, v'hovu le'aklido de mitra. Hashem gave him the keys of the rain. The keys of the rain, we know there's three keys that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. The three keys are to give birth, of rain and of Tchias HaMeisim. These are the three keys that HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds to himself. This is no one has any power on this. So he davened to Hashem and he got the keys of the rain. V'kom v'azel, and he left, he turned the rain off, and that was it. And next pasuk says, V'hidvar Hashem elav leimor, leich mizeh ofenisa, ofenisa leich hedma, go east, it says go east, ofenisa lecha kedma, v'nestarta benachal kris asher apne yarden, go away, va'ovrim avin lelechem, basa v'baikir v'lechem basverev, v'mnachal yishtein, and drink from the nachal. Now, where did the Arvim get the food from? Mehecha, Rav Yehuda. We said that Yonavi, how did he eat? What did he eat from? He got the Arvim, brought him food. Where did they bring it from? Rav made Tafri the Achav. They brought it from the Shlachtos of Achav. Are you going to ask me? Achav was a mumor. He was a mumor of Elazar. He's not allowed to eat from a shechita. It's a good question. Rashi Chulin says it was a raw shah that he was allowed to eat this food from the shechita of Achav. It's also Basu Salmayim. The Gemara is there always talk about the same thing. So that Basu Salmayim is a Durban Degadin. This is the Rice Degadin. This is a Shkita, is a Rice Degadin, a Mochamer. But yeah, it's all the same at Ra'a Shah that he let him eat it. Vayimi Kates Yomim, Vayivash Hanachal, That happened that the Nachal dried up. Now, why did the Nachal dry up? Because there's no rain. But Hashem could have made a nace that Nachal kept them flowing. But Hashem did it that way in order that Eliyahu should see that there's too much tzar in the world. You got to start fixing this up. Kim nechazdik et tzar Rabba Alma ksiv he dvar Hashem elav leimar kum leich safarta. Go to Tzarfas to the isha the amana from Tzarfas for ksiv vahi acha advar meila chalo ben isha baal zabayis that the ben isha of the her that his son became sick and it says in the pasuk vahi chalav chazak moed alash lo noisav on neshama. The kid was a nifter, as it says in the pasuk, and she comes. But Taimel, yo, ma livelach isha lekim basa laila haskes avoyni lahomis avoni. Why did come here? And now compared to you, I don't look like a tzaddikus anymore. And that was her taina. So now Yonavi felt bad, and he had to make do tchias amesim. So what happens? The kid tchias amesim is not his. But boy rachmi, he davened Hashem mit like he did tchias amesim. Can I have the key for tchias amesim? I'm relayed, so Kodesh Baruch answers, there are three maftechas that I have by me. Shachaya, v'shal gesham, v'shchiyas ameisim. Yoimru, they're going to say, you have two of the keys. You have the gesham and chiyas ameisim. You have shtayim, you have tam, but achas, you have rav. So give me the key back for the rain, and I'll give you the one with chiyas ameisim. I see how v'shal kalah. The chsib, it says in the pasuk, leich, it says in the pasuk, go back to Achav, and he yom rabim, and v'idvar Hashem hoya liyo, v'shan ha-shlishis, leimar, leich hira'e al Achav, v'etna mota apnei adama. Why is the question of v'etna? V'etna means that, like Rashi says, don't say the tei mota, v'etna mota. HaKadosh Baruch Hu now is in control. He was the one giving the rain. Darzu glilu l'kamei d'Rav Chista, moshal liyo l'madam adama, l'gavar l'tarki gali, he locked the door, v'ov d'ma v'necha, now he doesn't have the keys anymore, because the keys were back in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands, he couldn't reopen the door, he lost maftach, and therefore, now Hashem was in charge, and he got the key for Tchiz HaMesim, but this is the way, the rain came back. Darash Rav Yosi b'Tzipori, Rav Yosi Darash and Tzipori, he says, Abba Yo, Abba Loshon of Chashivas, Chavivi Yigduli, Rash says, my Rabbi Yo, Abba Yo, on top of Amabez, captain of Hava, he was someone who gets angry, because he should not have, right away, Achav said a terrible thing, he said, wow, the Klala of Yeshua was Vakuyim, why should not, so Leon Kuyim to Achav, he said, you know what, Achav, if I want, in 1 second I can stop the rain, but I'll give you another week to do tshuva. He could have done that, but right away he stopped the rain. So it's Captain Ava. So Ruggle, here's the captain. So Ruggle and Mesa Gabay, usually, you know, he's come visit Rav Yosi every day. For 3 days he didn't show up. But also didn't come. He also, when he came after 3 days, I'm like, my guy, somebody, why don't you, well, you know, why didn't you come to visit me? I'm like, Captain Chris, call me a captain. I'm like, how to come on the cup of Mar? I see Taka, you Taka captain, because I said something and you got angry. So you Taka, captain. Zogt Gemara Vaitim, finishing up the Masechta. We're not going to finish the last few words because I want to make a siyum. Me'at Hashem, but we'll see until almost to the end. It says in the pasuk that v'lo yidbak v'yadecha me'umam and acherim and we dash the Mishnah because v'anshar Hashem ba'elam chorin af ba'elam. The reason why we have to get rid of everything is when there's anything from the Rishon in this world, there's charoin af ba'elam because that's lashon pasuk v'lo yidbak v'yadecha me'umam and acherim leman yoshev Hashem acharoin apoy. Hashem shvich yoshev acharoin apoy. When there's stuff from the Rishon, there's charoin man Rishon or aviv gambi. Who are Rishon? Ganovim maksir Rishon. Tan Rabbanan, Rasha Baal Olam, when a Rasha is in this world, comes to this world, doesn't mean he's born a Rasha, because the person not born a Rasha, but a Rasha Baal Olam, and he acts like a Rasha, then Harein Baal Olam. Anger comes to the world. Shenem's in the Pasuk, Va Rasha, when a Rasha comes, Baal Gambuz, Va'em Kaloin, Kherpa, comes with Bushis and Kherpa, and Rasha, Avad Min Olam, when the Rasha leaves this world, Toiv Baal Olam, it's Simcha for the world. Shenem'a, Va'oid Rasha Amrina. With the loss of a Rasha, his Rina is Simcha, is happiness. Tzadik niftam in Olam, when a Tzadik leaves this world, Ra Baal Olam, it's terrible for the world. Shnemar, Hatzadik Avad, Ve'ein Ish, Avad Ve'ein Ish, Som Alev, Ve'anche Chesed Nesafim, Ve'ein Mevin, Kimipnei HaRa, Nesav Hatzadik, Kuz Ra Nesav Hatzadik. And the Gemara is going to end off that of a tzaddik baal olam, it's toiv baal olam, like we're going to see from a pasuk by Noach, where you see that tzaddik baal olam and toiv baal olam. For those that finished it, hader alach choyzos mechelek, uslik la masecha sanhedrin, mazal tov on a gevaldige masecha sanhedrin, and Me'at Hashem, we're going to Makkos.